Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
Welcome in. It is that time again. Hour number two. Brewers and Dodgers in a battle at American Family Field. That game still knotted up at one as we sit here top of seven. Quintana out of the game. Nice outing for him, giving him only one run against the Dodgers. Aaron Ashby now in the game against the Dodgers. Brewers going for the sweep of the Dodgers this afternoon, trying to extend that Dodgers losing streak to six. With a victory today, that would do it. So we'll see if that actually ends up happening or not. We are talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. We just had Mike Evans on from Stokely and Evans with Mark Schlereth from 104.3 The Fan in Denver. In the last segment, talking about the connection of Russell Westbrook and the Bucks and learning more about Russell Westbrook. Now we turn our attention back to the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. And being joined now by Dwayne Rankin. Follow him on Twitter at Dwayne Rankin. He's the Suns beat writer for the Arizona Republic. Dwayne, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Just trying to wrap our heads, wrap our arms around all these different players being talked about with the Bucks. We've had Chris Paul being attached to the Bucks. We've had Bradley Beal. We've had RJ Barrett. We've had Kuminga with Golden State. We've had your guy, Bradley Beal. I mean, they're attached to everybody. It feels like the Bucks are going to do something else here. How surprised were you, Dwayne, by the Bucks and what they did with Miles Turner and then waving Damian Lillard?
I wasn't, you got to be surprised by Lillard. That's some historic stuff that they pulled right there. But as far as, you know, the trade-off, you know, getting Miles Turner, I mean, Giannis, he's a four. He's not going to be a five. So you got to have a big man. And with Lopez, moving on, and they needed that. So there you have it. I mean, Miles, he showed it, obviously, in the playoffs this year. He's shown it throughout his career, but he was on the center stage in this postseason and played well. And I think it'll be an interesting fit to see how he plays with Giannis, particularly on offense. I think defensively he'll just do what he does or has been doing. But offensively, I'm curious to see how that mix works. Him being a pick and pop guy, a guy that shoots, that can shoot threes. I'm curious to see how that works with Giannis.
Because Brook Lopez is a guy that could stretch the floor as well and has stretched the floor thanks to Mike Budenholzer being the coach when they got Brook Lopez from the Nets. And Lopez at that point was a great guy, back to the basket guy, around the rim, did his thing. And then Bud made everybody learn how to shoot three-pointers to play for him going forward. How would you compare and contrast the offensive game to those two guys and how it works with Giannis, in your opinion?
I just think Miles, he can put it on the floor. Lopez couldn't put it on the floor.
True.
Miles is able to get two dribble, pull up. You know, he's able to, if needed, he can get all the way to the rim from a certain spot. Brooke was just, once he was out at the three, you wasn't going to see him try to get by anybody. That's the major difference in the two as far as offensively. So, yeah, Brooke shot threes, but he wasn't going to do a head fake and then try to, no. But where Miles is able to draw you and then dribble around. And like I said, I'm curious with spacing. How does that work with Giannis? You don't want to necessarily dribble into a space that maybe Giannis is already occupying. So I'm curious to see if Miles just becomes just a guy that just is just shooting threes like Lopez, or are they finding ways for him to be more of a threat outside of that that area? And he's active, you know, he's younger. So he's talking about a younger body as opposed to Lopez. So you got younger at that position.
Dwayne Rankin, Suns beat writer for the Arizona Republic, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at Dwayne Rankin. Let's talk about Bradley Beal. Now, just a little background here in Milwaukee. Pretty much for a good portion of Chris Middleton's time here in Milwaukee, there's been an ongoing comparison between him and Bradley Beal when Bradley Beal was with the Wizards. And the famous thing that everybody liked to do year to year was player A and put up the numbers, and that would be Middleton or Beal, and then player B, and they'd put up the other numbers. And normally Middleton's numbers would probably be better than Beal, and then everybody would be like, so who do you really want? Because there's been such a want for Bradley Beal here for so many years to replace essentially Chris Middleton. Now you get to the end towards the later parts, and Middleton is now gone. And the Bradley Beal contract that weighed down the Phoenix Suns and now trying to get a buyout or whatever is going to happen there. Now folks are still, I think, wanting Bradley Beal if they can get him for a, you know, a veteran minimum or a much cheaper price. Where does this stand now with Beal and the Suns? Are we expecting this to get done at some point?
I'd be shocked if this does not happen. The conversations have gone too deep into the woods to all of a sudden go, well, you can come back. I mean, that's not going to happen. So maybe you get lucky and you find a trade partner. But at this point, the way it's going, he's going to get bought out. So then it becomes, when you're doing a situation like this, you know, if you're working from his end, you're looking to see, okay, what team can pay you X, Y, and Z? What team can make up that difference that the Suns would pay? So that's part of this too. It's not just the buyout. It's okay, we have this amount. Who out there is willing to pay this amount to bring Bradley Beal in? And so that's a huge component of this process.
Because I think from a Bucks standpoint, they're not going to be able to pay as much as some of these other teams. These other teams probably going to be able to pay him $5 million or somewhere in that area. The Bucks in our situation, they're going to have to pay him under $4 million in order to get him to come play here. So I think from their situation, it has to be the want to play with Giannis and maybe the want to maybe ring chase for a year and then try and go hit it big again. Because I can't imagine Beal's going to sign a multi-year deal for less money. I'm guessing he'll go somewhere for 1 year.
I mean, here's the deal. Beal, he got the contract of a lifetime at the time.
Yep.
And you're not getting that again. So you likely are going to want to set yourself up. If you're thinking you got one more huge payday in you, and if that's the case, just mapping out what you just described, if he goes to Milwaukee, has a huge year, then it becomes, oh, okay, he can still play. And then somebody might be willing to say, oh, okay, we'll give you some money. But, you know, as far as him hitting the jackpot like he did with the Wizards, that's not going to happen.
Right.
So you're looking at a deal where it would be a proven year for Beal. And it would almost be like a guy, you know, in a position where, hey, look, you know, I need to show that I still have it. And if you're playing with Giannis, you're going to get open shots. You're going to get multiple open shots. And you're going to play with somebody who not only draws a bunch of attention, but is going to get you a situation where you can get out and run because of his ability to on the defensive end, along with a Miles Turner. So you're going to be replacing the Damian Lillard. I just wrote here recently that we know Milwaukee's not Los Angeles weather-wise.
That's right.
We know Milwaukee is not California or Golden State. That's a team that's been mentioned as well. But as far as playing with the best player out of the teams that have been mentioned, it's Giannis. And so you might have a chance in the East the way it is right now with the injuries when you're looking at Tatum and Halliburton and New York not necessarily being that team maybe that's ready to win a championship. It's a little bit open. And Milwaukee with him, he might be thinking, hey, I might have a chance to win a title there. But it's a lot that's going into this, and location is a part of it.
Talking with Dwayne Rankin, Suns beat writer for the Arizona Republic. Follow him on Twitter at Dwayne Rankin. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's with me, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer on the Fan. Offensively, I think the one thing all Bucks fans agree on is they need somebody that can get them 20, 21, 22 points a night, like you were talking about replacing Lillard. Not necessarily from the point guard position, but just from a position, because Giannis has had Chris Middleton for all those years that could give you around 20 a night. Then he gets Lillard, and because of health, it didn't work out over 2 years. But he's never been put into a situation where it had to be him and a bunch of dudes around him to try and carry this thing to the NBA Finals. I think that's a tall order for anybody. So for me, the question just is, I think Beal averaged like 17 last year. Can Beal be that second guy that can give you, you know, 21, 22 a night to go along with Miles Turner, 16 or 17, and then Giannis is 30?
Well, you got to also understand that Beal was sharing the ball with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Who were top 10 in the league in scoring. So wasn't as many shots to go around with those two on the floor. So Beal would get more shots. I mean, this is a guy that shot over 40% from three.
Really good.
So it's almost like I've been saying all along, I think it's time for Bradley Beal to be a catch-and-shoot guy. I understand that he can do more. I get he can get buckets off the bounce. But it's time to turn into Ray Allen and just say, you know what, I'm going to sit over here and wait for the ball and shoot threes. The way he can shoot it from out there, you can – couple dribble pull up, you can have more to your game, and we know he has more in his bag, but I think it would be less on his body if he plays a certain way. Sometimes Brad, when you watch him play, you can tell he's feeling good. He's going to do something. You're like, come on, no, no, what are you doing? Like you're a health, you got health issues, man. Like why are you trying to dunk that? Like why are you trying? Like you don't have to prove this physical thing anymore. It's about maintaining and doing what is necessary to help to win. And doesn't mean you got to go out here and try to 6-7 dribbles and try to shake somebody. No, simplify. Keep it simple. If he plays with Giannis, Giannis is doing the work. He's driving, drawing, dishing. All you got to do is make the shot. I mean, it's a dream situation to play with a guy like that, and so with Giannis, you know, him averaging over six assists the last 2 years, he's a couple of made threes away from almost averaging a triple double.
That's right.
You know, so it's like, Brad, hey man, you can help that cause by just being able to catch and shoot, and so that's where I think the fit in Milwaukee would be ideal for him in that sense of being a guy that could knock down threes. And if he hits a few, they come out and rush him. He can dribble around and get into his mid range. And Beal is a three level scorer. I mean, he's that, but the flip side is he's only played 53 games the last 2 years. He hasn't played 60 games in, like, I want to say 3 or 4 years. So it's like you would be replacing a guy that was lost for the season with an injury, but he has had injury issues. That's.
So let me ask you this last question. What is he like off the floor with his teammates in the locker room? You know, is he a me guy? Is he a we guy? Does he take young dudes? I don't know how many young dudes you all have, but does he take young dudes, you know, under the wing and try and help guys? Who is he?
Well, I'll put it like this. He had a strong connection with the rookies this year, particularly Ryan Dunn. He really took Ryan Dunn under his wing in terms of how to approach the game. He's a faith guy. He expresses that. On the regular, before every interview he does, he says, thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is win, lose, or draw. This is 30 points or five.
Gotcha.
That's just how he presents himself. Obviously a family man, married, has sons, has kids. So clearly that's part of who he is. And that was a huge part of when he left Washington for Phoenix. It was like, I'm uprooting my family for this situation. And he's getting ready to most likely do that again. That could be a case where if you're talking about, say, a one-year deal, the family might stay in Phoenix.
Sure.
You know, because they've kind of established something here for a couple years, and then he goes and just plays ball. So that's Chris Paul. You know, he did the same thing. He he's with the Clippers. His family's there. He got on another team. His family stayed there. So Bill could do the same thing. But as far as that goes, he's lighthearted. He can be sometimes when he talks, you know, people kind of take it the wrong way. Like, okay, you know, it kind of sounds like player speak in terms of what he would say.
Sure.
But he'll just come out and just say, look, we stunk it up. We didn't defend. We didn't rebound. I didn't do this. I didn't do that.
I like that.
I turned the ball over. So he will openly admit when he does not play well. But this is still a very confident player who thinks that he is just as good as any guy in the league. And I think that with that mentality, along with someone who's thinking, okay, I need to prove this in a new situation, you could have something with him with the asterisk of stay healthy.
Dwayne Rankin, Suns beat writer, Arizona Republic. Follow him on Twitter at Dwayne Rankin. If you had questions about Bradley Beal, again, outside of the injury issue, I think everybody feels a lot better after listening to this interview with you that, okay, we're good. If Bradley Beal comes here, I think everybody's probably going to be on board with that decision. He definitely would fill a void that they definitely have to fill here at some point in the near future. Dwayne, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Y'all be easy.